Once again, I won't escape it. As I'm trying to fall asleep, my entire body starts to itch, like there's an insect moving around on my skin faster than my nails can scratch. Ever since I met my husband, I've had trouble sleeping. I'm never as anxious as when I try to sleep. And yet, I thought marriage would be the most powerful sleeping aid. I pictured myself as a young, radiant, contented bride, asleep within a few minutes every night, full of a new serenity, my complexion glowing, similar in my imagination to a pregnant woman, but I was wrong about that, too. I pinned a great deal of hope on our legal union, thinking it would erase all my fears, in particular my nocturnal anguish. I thought the commitment would finally confirm my husband's love for me, authenticating it once and for all, as a jeweler might do upon examining a necklace. Yes, madame, I'm sure of it. It's definitely gold. In reality, marriage didn't calm me down. I realized at the very moment we said I do that my husband could still divorce me. Then I hoped that he would want to buy a house with me, and then have a child with me, certain that these acts would be more solid than a contract signed at City Hall or a promise made before God. I was constantly awaiting the next step. I discovered a world of proofs of love, with commitment everywhere and love nowhere. And 15 years after our first date, I still sleep just as poorly. With the exception of my unexplained itching and my all-consuming passion for my husband, my life is perfectly normal. Nothing out of order. No psychological incoherence, no mania, no flagrant signs of a personality disorder. I eat a balanced diet. I'm not overly anxious about my children. I have no problem coming during sex. I'm not a hypochondriac. My friends like me. My co-workers appreciate me. I have no particular sexual fetishes. I'm not afraid of being home alone at night. I've forgiven my parents for their mistakes. I'm close to my sisters. I'm not envious. I'm not distracted. I have no problems with alcohol, and I smoke only very occasionally. But I am madly in love with my husband, and my entire body starts to itch in bed at night. To calm myself down, I start off by whispering the name of my husband 3 or 4 times, like a short prayer. That's not enough, so I choose a question. It's a mental game I've been playing since childhood. The questions have evolved over time, but the idea remains the same. Think of a question and search for the answer until I'm exhausted. As a little girl, I would ask myself, if I made a list of my 5 best friends, who would they be and in what order? If I could exchange my mother for another mother, whom would I choose? As a teenager, I moved on to other scenarios. If I could buy anything I wanted for a day, what stores would I go to? If I could change 3 aspects of my physical appearance and replace them with the features of 3 other girls, who would I decide to swap my nose or butt with? As a young woman, my questions continued to evolve. If I could live in my dream home, what would it look like? Then, every night, I would imagine a different room, the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom, the bedroom, until I had dreamed up the perfect house. I would also think a lot about the future man of my dreams. At night, in my bed, I would draw his portrait. Would he be blonde or brunette? What would his profession be? Actor or engineer? Doctor or musician? Now there are several questions I use to fall asleep at night. If I could wake up tomorrow at age 10, knowing what I know today, what would I do differently? If I could possess a single magical power, what would it be? One thing is for sure. If I could wake up tomorrow as a 10-year-old again, I would study to be an astrophysicist or an astronaut, learn Latin and Greek, become a fencing champion. And above all, no crushes in elementary school, no boyfriend as a teenager, no great love story before marriage. I wouldn't waste a minute being in love. Tonight, I decide that if I could have 1 magical power, I would want to control dreams. I would inflict horrible nightmares on anyone who posed a threat to me and meddle in my husband's sleep to make him dream of me each night. I would imbue the fear of losing me into his subconscious, constructing a world in which I leave him for another man and he dies of sadness. I would show him my body in its most magnificent form so that he would never stop desiring me, and our house looking its best so that he would always want to stay. I would weave beautiful images of us into each of his nights so that he would continue loving me. But I don't have this power, so tonight I speak to him while he's asleep. I lean close to his ear and whisper to him that he could never live without me. I know by the sound of his breathing that he's asleep. I recognize his unconscious face. But I also know that when he wakes up, my words will have taken hold. It's like when a newborn hears their parents arguing or being affectionate. The newborn is in their crib, unable to see past the tip of their nose, but the conversations in the distance become engraved somewhere in them. My husband's breathing is now like the sound of the sea. The waves of his breath swell, retreat, return. His sighs mimic and outline the horizon as I continue to whisper his dreams, which are also mine. The night, my only witness.